Under the current administration, the United States is becoming an exporter of the gender identity revolution. Last June, President Biden issued an executive order to take steps to stop conversion therapy, which mostly involves counseling or psychotherapy to reveal underlying issues that may contribute to someone's distress with their biological gender. It's used to avoid the implementation of drastic, risky, and often irreversible measures to try to bring gender congruity to the gender confused. The Manhattan Institute's Lior Sapir recently obtained a leaked memo written by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, which states that the U.S. is about to classify Sweden, Finland, and the U.K. as human rights abusers. Their offense is that they've learned over the past couple of years that when young people express interest in becoming transgender, it's prudent not to immediately react by providing hormonal and surgical interventions. In an article for City Journal, Mr. Sapir reports that Sweden and Finland are now instructing clinicians who deal with minors to utilize an approach that emphasizes talk therapy as the first line of defense and affirming drugs only in extreme situations, if ever. Sweden is no longer providing gender surgeries for minors. In the U.S., several states have passed laws forbidding such surgeries. But in most states, hormonal and surgical interventions are routinely performed on minors who exhibit gender dysphoria. The United Nations has its own gender identity evangelist. Last month, Victor Madrigal Borlos, the UN's so-called SOGI czar, visited the U.S. to check up on how we're doing here at home in protecting the human rights of LGBT persons. His job is to curtail violence and discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. He criticized efforts by various states to limit gender-affirming care. His report is due next June. Meanwhile, the U.S. ought to quit being an international gender bully and try Sweden's common-sense approach. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.